great.
Pretty cool.
Well, I haven't seen a lot of people gathering like this for a long time. Looking good for the community.
My kids were born and raised here, so they have never been to a carnival before. They're super excited, right?
Yeah.
Is it awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah. Way cool.
When my kids were small, the carnival came to Sitka almost every year. Then it stopped coming. I asked carnival owner Jacqueline Levitt why.
You know, the ferry is logistically difficult. It's also very expensive.
And the timing has to be just right. You can't load a carnival onto a ferry at a very low tide.
If the tide gets too low and the ramp is too steep for our larger loads, we've got, you know, 42-foot loads, then it'll jackknife on the ramp and we won't be able to get the loads down into the hold.
So Jacqueline Levitt has not been here since she was a teenager, working for her mom. Now she owns the carnival. You could say she was born to it.
I've been in the carnival business since my mom brought me home from the hospital in 1964. She was a worker in a game, and she went to the hospital, and she had me. She brought me home and put me in a box, which was my first crib, I guess, under the counter of one of our games.
Under the counter of a game?
Yes, sir.
All you got to do is ring the bell. Ring the bell and win a prize. Kids 12 and under always win here.
Jacqueline's family came to Alaska from Washington State in the winter of 1967 to buy a carnival ride, an octopus repossessed by a bank. Her mom fell in love with Alaska and never took that octopus ride south, but she started Golden Wheel Amusements. Now her grandchildren also work at the carnival. The founder's oldest grandson, Chase Eckert, says the carnival is really a multifamily business.
Everybody in our upper management is a husband and wife team. We find that they balance each other out and keep each other accountable more than single people may.
That's just not the reputation a carnival normally has.
No, and we kind of are moving against that reputation. If anybody's ever been wrong here, the entire community is going to shun you. It's not good business.
And because it's not a very big carnival, there's room for some attractions that might not appear in a more traditional venue. Tucked among the inflatable bouncy houses is an inflatable internal organ that you can walk through.
Nolan the Colon, promoting colorectal cancer screening.
So is a carnival a good place to do that?
I would say so. Everybody's here, and I say why not?
That was Maria Yields from Search, promoting good health. Nearby, in a breakdancing tent, was Captain Jack Hansen, an evangelical from Oregon, promoting spiritual health.
One for the money, one for the Lord. I give them all I got and not just what I can't afford. Rise with me, rise with me.
Harvey Brandt was standing next to me, smiled and said, "These aren't the carnies I remember when I was a kid in Plymouth, Nebraska."
Every small town in the Midwest had a carnival. It was a lot of fun. My cousin and I, after the first night, early the next morning, we would pick up beer bottles and sell them back. I've forgotten if it was a penny or 2 cents. And we'd walk around all the rides and pick up the half dollar and quarters that were lost by the people in the rides. And the carnies would get mad at us because we were picking up their loose change.
I can't imagine these carnies getting mad. It was one laid-back carnival. And everyone, those operating the carnival rides, running the games, selling the cotton candy, and those attending had big smiles. Rides, games, cotton candy, health messages, memories, and a little gospel. It was a happy weekend. In Sitka, I'm Rich McClear.